From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Now listen to this medical story. It's estimated that nearly 6 million women use a form of oral contraception, and that was between 2015 and 2017, just in the United States. But there may be some bad news for birth control users. A disconcerting new study only recently became possible due to the advancement in MRI technology, finds that the birth control pills may actually impact or even shrink a portion of women's brains. Now, that's just one of the many stories. We'll check in with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Here's that toll-free number to call for assistance. There are operators there who will help you out. Remember the number and write it down, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And don't forget to crush their website, criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, as you just heard. And Doc Wallach has been with the Critical Health News team since its inception, of course, and has done just a marvelous job helping people, getting through things. We're going to be taking your calls pretty soon with him. I've got a whole slew of emails from people who have already submitted some questions on their health for Doc Wallach as well. Doc Wallach and pharmacist Ben Fuchs rotate. Each one of them is on every other third week to help give you information. Doc, I hope your Thanksgiving was wonderful. Did you have turkey?
Absolutely.
Perfect. With probably 2,000 supplements with it, right?
Well, at least 90. And, of course, you have to eat the turkey liver.
Oh, you eat? I won't eat liver. I just don't like it. But you love it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the liver contains so much nutrition and does so many things. I'm glad to borrow the turkey's liver.
Well, you know, my mom, who does so many great things, and she's 90, Doc, and loves you, she cooked us liver when I was a kid, and that was it for me. Hey, so this study that just came out about birth control pills might be shrinking women's brains, what the heck is that all about?
Well, you have to appreciate that there's part of the brains that deal with our sexual activity, who you allow to chase you for sex, who you choose to chase for sex, your cycles and all that kind of stuff. And so you have to eat all the right stuff. You have to take the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And say an average woman who's maybe 120 pounds to 130 pounds should eat 3 eggs twice a day with soft yolks. Hard-boiled eggs won't count. And what you're looking to do is maintain the preoptic hypothalamus, which is the sexual functioning of the brain.
Now, when you say soft yolks, how do you exactly cook it where it comes out that way? You boil it, right?
Yes, for about 30 seconds.
That's all?
30 seconds, that's right. And you just want the white to kind of get foggy. And after that, you want the yolk soft and runny. When you cut through it, it's got to run liquid. If it doesn't run liquid, you've killed off all the good stuff.
Now, when I was a kid, I remember eating that, and I would put the yolk on toast, and it tasted great. Is that okay?
No.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Doc.
We have a problem with toast because it has gluten in it. You know, the typical American toast or European toast is wheat, barley, rye, or oat. And if you're eating toast that's made from rice, that's okay because it doesn't have any gluten in it. Gluten damages your intestines and significantly reduces your absorption efficiency from, say, 95% down to 2 or 3%, sometimes down to zero. And that causes enormous numbers of health crises, including all these things in the brain, including, again, who you're going to chase for sex and who you're going to allow to chase you for sex and or if you even be sexually active.
Well, here's an email in from Becky in Winston-Salem. She says, my boyfriend, who is 55, has been diagnosed with macular degeneration. What can he do now? Doctors say he'll probably lose his eyesight.
Okay, well, if it's truly macular degeneration, you're talking about free radical damage to the retina of the eye.
Okay.
And I actually had a wager with a doctor, an eye doctor, one time when I said, you know, I can reverse that. And he jumped, it was a live lecture, and he jumps up and says, Wallach, you're a liar. And I said, well, who are you? He says, well, I'm a medical doctor, eye surgeon, and macular degeneration is a disease of aging. And
it has to do with, like, rupturing of vessels in the eye or something, right?
That plus the actual membranes get damaged from the free radical irritation, inflammation. And so it's almost like scar tissue, so it doesn't receive light properly and so on. And he says there's nothing you can do to prevent it because it's an aging thing and nothing you can do to reverse it. And I said, well, let's have a little wager. And to make a long story short, George, he said, you're on. I said, okay, now you're the eye doctor. We don't want any argument about whether these people are going to have macular degeneration or not. You pick 12, and if I could get half of them, to read 20/20 in 90 days, you're going to buy me a steak dinner at a big steakhouse, give me a bottle of wine, and apologize in public. He says, you're on. The next day, he brings me 27 charts where he had diagnosed them with macular degeneration. They've been legally blind 6, 8, 10 years. He says, pick your 12. I said, well, let's take all 27. He says, you're on. To make a long story short, in 90 days, 25 could read 20/20 without glasses. It took another 2 weeks for the last two. And he had to give me the steak dinner, the bottle of wine, and confess in public. But he also actually made a CD called Seeing is Believing. And because he just was flabbergasted. He just couldn't believe it.
He became a booster of you, didn't he?
That's correct. That is correct. And Dr. Pugh's his name. And so it's one of those things where you just give the body the raw materials, and it will maintain and repair itself. We can save people 85% on their health care. And this is very important in these times when everything is going up, health care is going up. And I'm going to throw out two statistics here, if I may, George.
Sure.
2004, the Center for Disease Control came out, you know, the government agency, Center for Disease Control, came out and said, our children will be the first generation of Americans that do not live as long as their parents. That's a significant index of failure of the medical system.
That's our sad, kids, too.
Oh, very bad. Our kids will be the first generation of Americans that do not live as long as their parents. Then in 2016... Johns Hopkins, very famous medical school in the East Coast, Baltimore, Maryland. Everybody recognizes them, Johns Hopkins. They came out with a study, and they said the number three cause of death in America is simple mistakes in hospitals by doctors. And they said each year in America, by simple mistakes in hospitals, medical doctors kill, is the word they use, kill 251,000 patients. Every 4 years, they kill 1 million patients from simple mistakes in hospitals.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Now,
crazy.
If you knew that an airline would kill 251,000 passengers, would you fly that airline?
Nope.
If you knew that one fast food chain would kill 251,000 customers every year by, you know, serving them food that would kill them, would you eat at that chain?
Not even with a discount.
Exactly. So why would anybody continue to go to the doctors for their standard treatments, which are going to kill 251,000 of them every year?
Crazy. That's crazy. With supplementation, how important is that? And, of course, that's what you do through criticalhealthnews.com. I've got to tell you an interesting story. I went to a meeting today with some old colleagues of mine that I haven't seen in 20 years. It wasn't a reunion or anything like that, but these were ex-business partners that I worked with years ago. I helped them out in some television production. They went off and developed some companies, sold it. They all made millions. I didn't. They did. But we were friends, and we stayed friends. And they were in St. Louis, where I am right now. And we got together, and it's been 20 years since I've seen them. And they look old. They're up there in age. And they looked at me and said, my God, you haven't changed in 20 years. And I got to tell you, Doc, I got to attribute to you for that and for what I've been doing over the last 7 or 8 years.
Well, you're one of the great warriors, George, because you're willing to do what's necessary. And, of course, our body has stem cells to maintain itself.
Yep.
Our cells die by the tens of thousands every second just from normal end of their lifespan. And we have to replace them with new healthy cells. And we require two things, stem cell activity to rebuild them, but the stem cells require the 90 essential nutrients as raw materials. You can have the best blueprint of your dream house, But if you don't have carpenters and plumbers and electricians and roofers, and if you don't have all the shingles and boards and bolts and nails and tools and everything, you're not going to fulfill that blueprint. Well, the same thing is true with us. If you don't have those 90 essential nutrients, you can say, well, my grandmother lived to be 112. That's meaningless unless you have all the raw materials to give your body what it needs to maintain and repair itself.
Good point. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. Take that website down, folks. You seem to do it all the time when he's on. And their toll-free number to call, where there are people there that will give you the same pointers that you will hear Doc giving folks when they call in, which we'll take calls in just a moment. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Or with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com tonight. We're going to be taking your calls momentarily. We'll do it next hour as well. Toll-free number to call for assistance, however. Those are people who are there to give you some advice. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. And, of course, the website, criticalhealthnews.com. Download the free apps there, too, by the way, at criticalhealthnews.com. Go in your app store and just look for the app and download it as well. And we're back with Doc Wallach, Dr. Joel Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, and we'll take your phone calls for the remaining portion of this program, this half, and then calls all of next hour with Doc Wallach. He donates his time as a public service to give you the advice that you need to make you a little healthier. And Doc, conferences, of course, wherever you go, people are always asking about you and the things you do. And my God, how many miles do you fly a year?
It's over a million. And
a million miles a year?
Yes, sir.
My God.
I go to 50 countries and actually did one of these, I don't know, it's not quite a webinar, it's one of these phone things, you know.
A Skype thing?
Yeah, kind of a Skype thing. Yeah, 2 days ago, 15,000 Saudis.
Wow, you don't speak Arabic?
No, but they understood English very well. But it was great, and of course they say they're going to invite me over and do a series of lectures in Saudi Arabia. So I'll take a whole team, and so you know it'll be a coast to coast team going over there.
That's amazing, and it's people are interested in their health. Let me ask you something before we get to calls. Mm-hmm. It's the holiday season. We just had Thanksgiving. We've got Christmas, New Year's coming up. The Jewish holidays are coming up. What's the best thing for people to do to stay healthy? Sometimes they tend to overeat and overdrink.
Well, there's two things you have to do to stay healthy. Number one, avoid the bad stuff.
And what's the bad stuff?
Okay. The bad stuff is fried foods, processed meats. We're talking deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef, spam, all that kind of stuff. Excuse me. And then you also need to avoid oils. Olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oils, canola oil, soy oil, peanut oil, corn oil, all the oils have to go because they're the things that actually cause plaque in your arteries. It's not cholesterol that causes plaque in your arteries. It's the oils, especially when they're heated or even oxidized. I actually wrote a paper on two wild sheep from the Atlas Mountains of North Africa, north of Morocco. They were only in captivity in America for 2 months. And they died 3 days apart. They brought them to me. This is back when I was doing my 20,000 autopsies, which is in the Smithsonian Institute. And both of them died from 98% blockage of their coronary arteries with plaque. And I had to sit down and I said, now, where are these sheep getting cholesterol? Well, it turns out they weren't getting cholesterol. I mean, they weren't eating eggs and, you know, butter and dairy products and stuff like that. They're eating grass and hay and grain. Well, it turns out that the mixed grain was held in a metal drum inside of a metal barn during the summertime, and the wheat germ oil oxidized in the heat in the barn, into trans fats, and the trans fats are what caused the plaque in the arteries in those sheep.
That's like a poison, isn't it?
Exactly.
Almost.
It's a very high irritant, and it was published. And I couldn't get it published in medical journals because the medical system said, look, that flies in the face of everything we believe because we believe it's cholesterol causing the plaque. Well, it turns out it wasn't. It was the oxidized oils. And so I've been lecturing on that since 1959, George, because
That's
actually
amazing.
The oils that cause plaque in the arteries, not cholesterol.
So watch out for the bad things during the holiday season. But we should do that and adopt that all year long, shouldn't we?
Exactly. And then the second thing, of course, you have to take all the good stuff to maximize your healing. Okay, and we're talking about, again, the 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And there are people, particularly vegetarians, who will say, well, just eat well, you get everything you need. That's not true. Plants cannot manufacture minerals. They only need 3 themselves from soil to make good seeds for the next generation. We need 60. So you could be 57 short. And, of course, people say, well, look, don't worry about taking supplements. Doctors will say to their patients when the patient asks, Doc, should I be, I'm 80 years old, I'm starting to get clicking in my joints and, you know, my blood pressure is going up. Shouldn't I be taking some vitamins and minerals? No, you're wasting your money. Just eat well, you get everything you need. Well, that'd be the same thing as your mechanic, George, telling you, look, don't waste your money on oil. Just put dirt from Texas or Oklahoma in your car. Yeah. There's bound to be some oil in that dirt.
Or sugar in the engine or something.
Yeah. Now, an insane person would laugh at the mechanic and not do that. They're going to put oil. Even an insane person would put oil in their car. But when a doctor says, oh, just eat well, you're going to get everything you need, the average person will say, well, my doctor said I don't need to supplement. I can just eat well. And that's why the average lifespan in America is 74. We rank 47th in the world in longevity, even though we spend more money.
And that's gone down. That life cycle has gone down from what it was a few years ago.
That's correct. We used to rank 43rd. Now we're 47th.
That's not good. One of my favorite supplements that they provide from criticalhealthnews.com is Immortalium. I love the name, and to me it just sounds like it prolongs life. Tell me what that's all about.
Well, this is specifically raw materials and food required by stem cells to remake your normal cells,
perfect,
which are dying from their natural life cycles. And so, especially as you get older, you need that Immortalium. I take 3 of those twice a day, and in addition to my 90. And this just gives your stem cells a guarantee that they're going to get what they need to
regenerate.
Facilitate your cells, whether it's cartilage or ligaments or tendons or brain or eye or heart muscle or lungs or muscle, intestines, liver, whatever it is, you need that Immortalium. And you chose a good one there, George.
Doc Wallach, of course, criticalhealthnews.com, and the number to call not to get on the show, but for advice, because there are people there taking notes to what Doc's saying right now, in case you miss it, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And when we go to your calls, which we're going to do right now, Doc may need your age and weight, so be ready to give him that as well. First-time caller Monique in Boston, Mass. Hey, Monique, welcome to the program.
Hi there. Thank you so much. It's such a blessing to talk to you.
You're very welcome. So, go ahead.
My issues are, are for about 40 years, since a teenager, I'm in my 40s now, 47, I've had constipation. I don't go to the bathroom regularly, and I've had heavy periods. And just recently, in the past 5 years or so, I've had a lot of hair loss and whitening and graying. I've cleaned up my diet. I used to be very much junk food junkie, but since I've cleaned up my diet, I'm still having constipation issues.
How much do you weigh?
About 150.
150, and how tall are you?
5'5".
5'5", 150, Doc. She's in her 40s with a little touch of decorum. Help her out here.
Okay, and a lifetime of constipation. Let me ask you a couple of quick questions. Did you ever have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, or keratosis, any, you know, dry skin?
Yeah, actually, acne. All the way up to about 2 years ago since I started eating healthy.
Okay, and then one other question. Do you have any ringing in your ears, a tone in your ears, like a noise?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Did you ever have any asthma or bronchitis as a kid?
No.
Okay. Do you have children?
Yes.
Oh, do they have any asthma or bronchitis or skin problems or constipation?
Thankfully, no.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you have what's called a gluten intolerance. And so my suggestion would be that you started cleaning up your diet, you're seeing some improvements, so it's probably correct.
Something's working for her.
Yeah, so you want to give up the bad stuff. Again, you want to give up the wheat, the barley, the rye, and the oats, and live like an Asian. You want to eat rice and sweet potatoes and vegetables and fish and red meat and poultry, but nothing fried, no oils. and no gluten, no wheat, no barley or rye oats. Just live on rice and baked sweet potatoes with real butter. Don't forget the 3 eggs twice a day with soft yolks. And don't forget your 90. And again, at 140 pounds, you could take one healthy brain and heart pack per month. And go ahead and take a half a dose of everything twice a day, so that one pack will last you a month. And then for your, to help your bowels be happy, I would take the Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 78 minerals in it, plus 12 herbs, which are specifically put in there to make the intestinal tract happy. It will give you a comfortable bowel movement.
Is it like a probiotic, Doc?
It's got probiotics. It has these 12 herbs in there and 78 minerals. It tastes good, Herbal Rainforest, and it will give you healthy intestines because of the minerals and the herbs.
All right. Good luck, Monique. And by the way, if you're at home and you're hearing the same kind of condition that you might have and you can't get through, the advice is just as good for you. And again, that toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Monique, I hope everything works out for you. Good luck, and follow Doc's advice if you would. Let's go east of the Rockies. Tammy is with us in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Tammy. Hi there.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. I have been on Synthroid now for the past 30 years. And also this past year I started getting gray hairs. I just was diagnosed last month with trigger fingers and stage 4 arthritis. Never heard of that. And then now I start with elbow pains when I'm lifting. How can we help?
And what was the drug you've been on for 40 years?
Synthroid for my thyroid.
Okay. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay. And let's see here. Do you have any issues with ringing in your ears or vertigo or anything like that, balance problems?
No. I have been getting lightheaded for the past year or so, but that's...
Okay, now when you get lightheaded, is that like an hour after you eat, or is that any time of day, or when you get up in the morning, or?
Just any time of day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you, when you get lightheaded, do you get sleepy or just lightheaded?
Just lightheaded.
Mm-hmm. Like you're going to pass out, Tammy?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
Okay, and it could be a drop in blood pressure, it could be a drop in blood sugar, okay? This could be reactive hypoglycemia, this also can be called narcolepsy, it's possible. And so, and again, you weigh how much?
105.
105, okay. And so no constipation, diarrhea, no asthma, no bronchitis, no skin problems?
Correct, no.
Okay. All right, so let's deal with the thyroid. Let's deal with all your joints and bones and things like that. Again, very common. And again, since George already talked about Immortalium, we're going to have you take get a bottle of Immortalium, so you can take 3 of those twice a day. But 105 pounds, again, I want you to have one healthy brain and heart pack. It's going to cover a lot of territory. Take a half a dose of everything twice a day. I also want you to take the MSM, one bottle a month, so you can take 6 a day. That's 2 with each meal or 3 twice a day. That will deal with supporting maintenance repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone matrix, bone itself. And you have to appreciate that bones and cartilage and ligaments and tendons and muscles will repair themselves, but they need the raw materials. And since, especially since you live up in Pennsylvania, I'd get a couple of bottles of our vitamin D3 capsules, so you can take 3 of those twice a day to maximize absorption. And if you have pain, if this results in pain, you want to get our CM cream. CM cream comes in a wide mouth jar, and get a couple of bottles of our trauma oil, T-R-A-U-M-A. It's a blend of aromatherapy oils from our aromatherapy oil division, and put 4 or 5 drops of the trauma oil in every teaspoon of the CM cream. Mix it up real good and apply that to your knees and your elbows and your neck and your back and your hips and your wrist and any place that you have pain or discomfort or restricted motion like trigger finger and that kind of stuff. And all these things can repair themselves, especially when you're throwing that Immortalium in to get the stem cells working and doing their job. And you want to, you know, kind of do some extension exercises on your trigger finger triggers so that take one hand and kind of straighten out your fingers comfortably to as far as you can, and you'll notice.
Is that what that means, Doc? Trigger finger, that it kind of like bends, like you're pulling a trigger to
exactly.
a handgun,
and it's kind of permanently in that position.
Uh-huh.
And so you have to kind of do a little bit of physical therapy and extend it a little bit, and you'll notice after a couple of weeks that, gosh, I've actually increased the range of motion by 25% here. Another couple of weeks, another 25%. And usually a couple of months, you have full range again of the trigger finger or trigger fingers, because it could be multiple fingers in the hand.
Doc, your assistants may be writing like crazy to keep up with you, I bet, huh?
Well, they've been doing this for a long time. There's actually 50 of them because you have so many callers. There's actually 50 of them answering the phones. And they've been with me a long time, and so they know exactly what to do. And so as soon as they hear the term trigger fingers, they already know how to start.
They're already doing their work on that.
Exactly.
1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. I never heard of that before, trigger finger.
Yeah, it's very common, actually.
My gosh. I mean, the finger just, like, bends?
Yeah.
What does that?
Well, what happens is the tendons are shortening, because they don't have the raw materials to maintain themselves, so they just shorten. And so you have to take all these nutrients, the 90 essential nutrients, plus the extra MSM and vitamin D3 and the glucogel, which comes along with it, to give the immortalium, the raw materials for the stem cells, to put everything back together. And suddenly now that tendon begins to lengthen again because it's being rebuilt.
Interesting. Robert from Paducah, Kentucky writes, "Can you help my dog? I've heard you help so many humans. What about my pets?"
Oh, absolutely.
You're a veterinarian by trade. You should be able to.
Well, it turns out, George, that my thesis for my postdoctoral fellowship, which was an NIH study, $25 million, is actually Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show.
Yep, out of St. Louis.
Yep, I had worked with him at the St. Louis Zoo as a kid. And when I did my thesis, I was so excited, I sent him a copy. And 2 years later, he used my thesis as the basis to get a $25 million grant from the National Institutes of Health. And I did 20,000 autopsies over a period of 10 years. 17,000 some change, over 454 species of zoo animals, and 3,000 were humans in that one study. And it's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure because I was able to show that there are no genetically transmitted diseases or no genetically transmitted birth defects, and that all the disabling diseases that are not infectious, that are not caused by viruses and fungus and bacteria, are caused by nutritional deficiencies and are 100% preventable, and most of them are 100% reversible with proper supplementation.
Good for you. Doc Wallach again, criticalhealthnews.com. I need 500 of you before the top of the hour, so that gives you 4 minutes to slam the website, but it's doing very, very well. We're going to come back in just a moment and take more phone calls for the entire hour. Later on tonight, we're talking about deities and witches, so get ready for that as well. Those of you on hold, we'll move right through you when we come back on Coast to Coast AM.